It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. If you say the phrase summer melt to a Texan, they think you're talking about any 100-degree day between late May and early September. In education circles, it's a phrase that describes a phenomenon that affects 44% of high school graduates in America's Southwest states. They've been accepted to and have enrolled at a 2- or 4-year college, but then they don't show up to class in the fall. This summer, KUT's education reporter Kate McGee is looking at this issue, and she joins us now to talk more about the project. Hi, Kate.
Good morning, Jen.
So tell us more about summer melt.
So these months between high school and college can be difficult to navigate for some students, and those students tend to be low-income minorities who are the first in their family to go to college. Many high schools look at their graduates and say, our work here is done, but colleges haven't exactly taken over yet, so there's this gap, and maybe the students haven't finalized financial aid, or they haven't actually enrolled in classes, or they haven't even decided where they want to go. Maybe they've been accepted to a couple places or are weighing community college versus a 2- or 4-year university. And especially if their parents didn't go to college, this process can be daunting. Maybe their parents are ambivalent towards the idea of them attending college, or their friends are going straight into the workforce. And without that help or support, some students give up, they miss deadlines, or they just can't get their ducks in a row in time for the fall semester. Essentially, they melt away, and that's how you get the name Summer Melt.
The name of the project is The Months Between. What will you be doing during these months?
So I'm going to follow 3 or 4 local high school graduates who intend to go to college this fall. These students are all connected with the local nonprofit Breakthrough here in Austin, and that group helps low-income students navigate this path to college. So they have that support system, but they still face a lot of barriers, and most of them are financial. I'm going to attend financial aid meetings with them, orientations, go to work with them or their internships as they figure out what they need to do before classes start and how they're saving money to pay for a college. This will mostly be an online project, so I've created a Tumblr to track each of these students as they go through the process, and hopefully they'll also contribute some of their own thoughts and photos to the site too.
So who are these students?
Okay, so our first student is Joseph Ramirez. He moved to the U.S. from Mexico when he was a child, and he's undocumented. He graduated from the Liberal Arts and Science Academy here in Austin and got a large scholarship from St. Edward's University, where he'll study pre-med, which was pretty unusual to get such a large package from a private university. But he and his family are still trying to figure out how to cover the rest of his tuition, which he says is going to be a struggle. And he says applying to college as an undocumented student has its own share of difficulties.
It really was challenging to write the essays to make sure that they were well written. So I struggled with a couple of universities that now I figured out that they're not even offering undocumented students any financial aid period. That's why it was challenging, and also knowing my limitations to have my hopes high, but kind of be realistic in what my limitations were.
The second student is Mauricio Hernandez. He graduated from Bowie High School in South Austin, and he's planning to attend Austin Community College to study business and get his real estate license, and then transfer to a 4-year college, which is common for a lot of students to start at ACC and then want to move somewhere else after 2 years. This summer, he's working at the JW Marriott downtown to save up money, but his mom is getting remarried, so he says he's on his own to kind of figure out how to enroll and pay for college.
Right now, it's stressful. I have to do so much before I go there. So, and it's not really, it's mostly like my mom just like getting married and me having to like go with that. And right now her like main focus is like the wedding and everything that surrounds that.
And then our third student is Erica Carbajal. She graduated from the Ann Richards School for Young Women Leaders, the all-girls public school in Austin. She wants to attend Lady of the Lake in San Antonio, but is still figuring out her financial aid. Students have to enroll somewhere by May 1st, so she said she was going to Austin Community College because she also got accepted there. She would be the first one in her family to go to college, and she says it's been more difficult for her to decide where to go to college than some of her classmates.
It just felt like they had their college careers set for them. For me, I had to basically, I felt like I had to advocate for myself because I did have a lot of questions. But for me, I felt like I was kind of forced to know what I wanted, forced to have a plan set. But as a first-generation student, there's a lot of things that I still didn't know.
Kate McGee will be updating the Tumblr page, themonthsbetween.kut.org. Thanks so much, Kate, and good luck.
Thank you, Jen.